With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The man accused in Donald Trump's second assassination attempt allegedly had plans to kill the former president.
According to new details released by the Justice Department, Ryan Routh left behind a note saying that he intended to kill the former president and maintained in his car a handwritten list of dates and venues where Trump was to appear. Prosecutors say the note, addressed Dear World, was placed in a box that was then dropped at the home of an unidentified person who contacted law enforcement officials after last Sunday's arrest in Florida. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel has warned residents in southern Lebanon to stay away from sites where Hezbollah stores weapons as the Israelis strike terrorist targets in Lebanon. The airstrikes came after the Israelis say Hezbollah fired at least 150 rockets into northern Israel. The manhunt goes on in Alabama following a deadly attack over the weekend.
Police in Birmingham say they've made no arrests following the weekend shooting in the popular Five Point South Entertainment District of the city. At a news conference Sunday carried by WBMA, Mayor Randall Woodfin asked for help from anyone who may have information related to the whereabouts of the shooters.
The priority is to get these shooters, find these shooters, and get them off our streets. That will require the assistance of community members.
Police say they believe one of the victims who was killed was the target and that it possibly was a murder for hire. They say a vehicle pulled up to a popular lounge, multiple people got out, began shooting, and then fled the scene. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, just over 40 days to Election Day. Today, former President Trump campaigns in Pennsylvania. Kamala Harris collected $26 million at a New York fundraiser yesterday. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 56 points, NASDAQ 16 points higher. This is SRN News. Most pastors don't preach about gambling.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen do not support gaming and are dismayed by the explosion of sports betting that has beset the nation. But the survey also finds only 7% of pastors have ever preached against gambling from the pulpit. In fact, 56% say they haven't felt any need to do so. This despite the fact that tens of millions of people are placing wagers every week. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican office seekers in close races are turning their backs on the party's pro-life tradition. In TV ads and personal op-eds in local newspapers, those Republicans are trying to distance themselves from a GOP that for decades has worked to protect the unborn. The campaigns for control of the House are as tight as ever, with a few seats expected to determine which party holds the majority in the chamber and whether Congress will become aligned with the White House or a potential opposition check on a new administration. SRN News. Some encouraging progress for a member of Britain's royal family temporarily sidelined by a serious health challenge.
Kate, the Princess of Wales, has made her first public appearance since she announced that she had completed chemotherapy and would return to some public duties. Kate and her husband, Prince William, were seen attending church with King Charles III and Queen Camilla near their Royal Balmoral estate in Scotland. Kate announced on September the 9th that she had completed treatment 6 months after revealing she had an undisclosed type of cancer. Her announcement came 6 weeks after Buckingham Palace announced that the King was being treated for cancer. Karen Chavas, London.
Tropical storm John has formed in the eastern Pacific, may bring flooding rains to southern Mexico later in the week. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says that while John is almost stationary, it is likely to move closer to the southern Mexico coast tomorrow and Wednesday. More details, SRNnews.com.